at 33 celebrities. Let's find out who's taken it to 34 this morning now. Good morning. Hey, who's
Chris
calling?
It's Tony. Tony Hadley.
Desperate to get going, isn't it? Tony, good morning.
How are you, mate? You all right? How
I'm
you
very,
doing?
Very, very happy to be talking to you again, Tony.
Yeah, and you keeping well?
Yeah, I am, thanks. A little bit of a cough at the moment I can't shake off. What about you?
You don't want to get them if you're a singer. You don't want to get them if you're a radio presenter either.
It doesn't work either way. And who's asked you to give us a call, Big T?
Sorry?
Who's asked you to give us a call?
Well, the charity is Shooting Star Chase, and we just had it's a children's hospice, lots of money needed and everything. We just celebrated our big ball at the Dorchester just on Saturday with Simon Cowell and Dame Joan Collins. And,
wow.
So an array of stars and much needed money as well to run the children's hospice. So it's Shooting Star Chase.
Fantastic. Now, the last time I bumped into you, it was just around the corner from this radio station.
Yeah.
And you were saying how you were thinking about getting some new terracotta plant pots for the garden. Did you go and get them?
I did. I got several terracotta plants, actually.
Yeah.
They were very nice, too.
Yeah? Did you have to go over to Spain to get them or whatever in the end?
You were?
Didn't you have to drive to Europe to go and get them?
Oh, no. Oh, I got some other ones, but I am still going to take a 5-ton truck to Spain, spend a couple of days en route, and buy some massive, like, 6-foot, 7-foot terracotta pots, yeah. So I'm going to do that, definitely.
So you're actually going to, hire it and drive it yourself out there?
Yeah, I kind of fancy that, yeah. Years and years and years ago, when I was 17, John Keeble, drummer with Spanner, he phoned me up one day and said, my dad's got a tile delivery to Luxembourg. Do you fancy going? And we just drove over there, and it was great fun. And I thought, well, I'd do it for the pots as well. I know it's a bit random and bizarre, but it is, it's early morning, the kids are driving me mad already, it's all good.
Can't you also do a few dates out there, tour dates as well,
I could stop at a couple of, little sort of mini restaurant finca things and do an acoustic set on the way to
the truck stop cafe or something over there in the south of France.
We're not very big in France anyway, so
oh, no, well,
I'd have to wait until I got to Spain.
All right, now listen, Tony, the question that we have for you, every celebrity that calls in, they're leaving a question for the next person. Yours comes from Gabby Logan, who called us about half an hour ago.
Uh-huh.
Now, I know you're a big football fan, sadly a gooner, but so let's not get into that.
Yeah.
Gabby's question was, which two teams played in the first ever match that she covered as the first female football presenter?
Oh, wow. Newcastle, something or other. I'm not sure.
So Chelsea versus Blackburn. We'd have no idea.
Chelsea versus Blackburn. There you go. Well, that was pretty useless then, wasn't it?
Yeah. And what's your question, Tony?
It's a bit obscure, though, isn't it?
It's very, very. I don't know what she was playing that, to be honest, Tony.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to get that.
No, just Gabby.
Yeah.
And some crazy stalker fan. And what's your question, Tony?
Well, my question is, at the Royal Albert Hall on October the 17th with a wonderful orchestra and the Tony Hadley Band, and I've often been there to watch Tony Bennett, who I'm a massive fan of. And how old is Tony Bennett?
This is more like a question. How old is Tony Bennett?
How old is Tony? He's a legend, or a legend, He's absolutely wonderful. So I've seen him many times there, and he's just absolutely brilliant. And he's still going. And so how old is Tony Bennett?
Wouldn't it be amazing if the two of you could do a show together as the two Tonys?
The two Tones.
We could
talk with a sort of Bronx accent all the time or something, Yeah, no, he's really cool. One of my mates actually saw him in New York, and he was sort of walking around Central Park. It's like, wow, that's Tony Bennett. Incredible, yeah. I've never met the chap, but I would love to meet him. And like I say, he's still going strong.
Well, listen, Tony, as always, it's a joy to speak to you. So have you got to do the school run this morning? Have you managed to dodge that one by calling us?
I'm just waiting for Richie, our guitarist, because I'm off to rehearsals today. And then Al's doing the school run. I normally do the school run. I quite like it. Have a little chat with the mums at the school gate. It's all very nice. We talk about pots. We talk about terracotta pots, as I did with you.
Oh, that's brilliant. All right, Tony, thank you very much for giving us a call. Have a good day and enjoy the gig.
Lots of love, mate. Bye. Bye.
And go and see Tony live then. He's going to be at the Royal Albert Hall on the 17th of October.